Welcome to the official Munzee podcast.
I'm Rob, also known as Coach V, your host and the president of Munzee.
And I'm Craig, also known as C. Michelle. I'm an avid Munzee player. I'm here to explore the game further.
Each week, we'll delve into Munzee's mysteries, divulge some secrets, and inform players from around the world just what is coming your way.
So sit back and relax as today's episode is another big one. We talk about the week that was, new scatter events, dragon mobs, secret Z-Ops, and the launch of the man himself, Cappy. Cappy. Is he male?
Cappy.
I didn't even ask, Rob. Is he male?
You know, I think through the storytelling elements, I think that we lean that direction. However,
okay. He maybe can
we'll be vote later.
They can be whoever they want them to be. That's right. Exactly. Is yours to play with as you feel, as you wish.
I agree.
How have you been, mate? You're back in England now.
I am. I've been great. Things are good. The sun is shining today, sort of. So That's nice. But yeah, back in England. You know what? I've figured out this isn't nearly as much of a fun place to test the daily stroll that we are that we're talking about this week because we've actually launched it. So. A little less enjoyable than Houston. The temperatures in Texas right about nice.
Of course.
A little bit cooler here, so it just depends. Do you like cooler? Do you like warmer? Anyway, I'm getting out there. That's what I've been up to. Mm-hmm. And I'm most excited about that daily stroll, those wishing wells, Cappy, all that stuff.
All that stuff, exactly. And we're going to get into that throughout the show itself, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, Rob, as you can probably hear, I'm not sure if you can or can't, but I'm back in my car again. Yes, I'm road tripping again.
What?
Currently in Virginia. Apparently it's the land of lovers, believe it or not. So there you go. It's official. Did you know that, Rob? Did you know
Virginia? Yeah, license plate, Virginia is for lovers.
Is for T-shirts. Lovers, that's right. That's right. Do you know why, Rob? Do you know why?
I don't.
Okay, the reason is the good old Woodstock. Back in the day, the first Woodstock itself, it was in Virginia, and that's where all the so-called hippies were, like the event last weekend with Eagle Dad and everyone dressed up as the Flower Power hippies. Yeah, so the Flower Power hippies were in Virginia, and it was the land of lovers. So there you go. That's where it came from.
Make love, not war.
Yes.
All those campaigns and everything.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right.
Peace, love, happiness.
See, you learn more stuff about more stuff in this episode than just Munzee just saying.
Wow. And yet there's so much Munzee stuff, we should move on.
I was going to say, we're going to get straight into it now. The week that was, we had events in Minnesota times two. And oh, by the way, before I go on, and again, another great video by Whelan, W. Helen himself. Yeah. Munzee Events is the YouTube channel. Links in the show notes, of course, as well. And you will see the man, the myth, the legend, Eagle Dad, all dressed up in his hippie best and including his long wig. Oh, I think it was a wig. Was it a wig?
I don't know. I've met him and his hair looked like mine, transparent.
Yes, missing. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Make sure you watch the video for that one as well. So anyway, two Minnesota events, one in Missouri and two in California and around the world. Rob?
In British Columbia, Canada, we had two events. There was one in the UK, Finland, Switzerland, and a mega event in Netherlands. Oh, yeah, they made it.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. Then we have Denmark, Hungary, Victoria, Australia, and ACT Australia.
So we had more events around the world last weekend than what we did have here in the US.
I'm impressed.
Wow. I'm quietly impressed. And almost the same amount of events in Australia that we had in the US. Well done, Australia.
Go on.
Making me proud, guys. Yeah. The leaderboards over the weekend, and they reflected, I dare say, the events themselves. On Friday, we had a Minnesota boy. There you go, mate. I'll give him a nice big shout out. Yeah. 735,000. Next was Herbie with 482,000. And Munzee PA or Munzee PA, which one do you think would be, Rob?
Good question. Not sure.
Oh, anyway, either Munzee PA or Munzee PA, it had 361,000. On Saturday, Rob?
Coalcracker 7 with 1.7 million, Eagle Dad Nick Xenia with 1.2 million, and W. Helen 1.1 million. And congrats to the other two millionaires, Marley Fan CT, which is actually Nick Xenia, of Eagle Dad Nick Xenia. Yeah, that's her account. And RBM.
There you go. I didn't know that. Thank you very much. And well done to then to Eagle Dad and Xenia and Xenia by herself. And Sunday we had at, Rob, I always get this one mixed up. Aaron Sug.
I think so.
Aaron Sug. Aaron Sug with 992,108K more, mate. You could have done it, surely. Regal with 937,000 and KWD with 925,000 points. Very, very cool. Nice. And current events coming up this weekend, Rob.
In the USA, we've got Florida. That's Eagle Dad and other hosts going on there. Mm-hmm. And then we also have one in Texas.
And around the world, we have two in Germany, Lithuania, Denmark, Victoria, Australia, and South Australia in Australia on the Tuesday. South Australia, Rob. See, I told you. You know what that's from?
No,
you know what that's from?
No.
It's from the mega event they had in the ACT. They came from all over Australia, you see.
Wow.
And so those players now are heading back to their own states, still playing, and now creating events in their own states. So you see how this works, guys. Make sure you're at other big events. Talk to other people. Show them what this game's about now, how much fun this is compared to what – I'll be honest, Rob – I'm a player, compared to what it used to be like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It is so much fun now. Make sure you share that love and look what happens. Exactly this. So that's pretty cool. Large events coming up over the next few months. Rob, I had to put this one in. This is a new one we've got because we've got five. They're not really large per se, but it's large as in terms of how many events. Mm-hmm. So there's five events in Greenville, South Carolina, and that's for Pike Spice's birthday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's his birthday. So May 2nd to May 4th, five events. You know how much cake you can have with five events over those, like, 2 days?
You can get overstuffed, yes.
Exactly, exactly. And what else have we got, Rob?
Well, we've also added another, which is on Star Wars Day, May the 4th, be with you, in England. So the question is that one going to go mega as well? It's in the Midlands.
Oh, because apparently they had megas in the Midlands the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. So this is maybe the third month in the row that may go mega. That would be really cool. May the 4th in England. If you're over there, make sure you get to it. And then we have, of course, Rob, Minneapolis, May 10th to 12th. Again, there's 40 so far on this, but we need some more logs. Rob, you know what I did? I'm not sure if you saw it throughout the week. I did a little short video.
Oh, yeah.
And I used Sam. I'm telling you, what an asset to the company this kid is. He with Cuppa Z, I found out how you can actually log your I'm goings from your phone with, like, I'm serious, Rob, like 3 or 4 clicks. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all it is. Using Cuppa Z.
Sam.
Man, what a Sam, he's the man, I'm telling you.
He is the man. He makes life easier for all the Munziers and for me. Thank you, Sam.
Exactly. So Minneapolis, May 10th to 12th. Get there as if you can. And then, Rob, we have?
Then we're headed to Flagstaff, Arizona. That's right. Route 66. There is Geo Woodstock. I'm just going to say it now. Geocaching.
Yay.
Mega event. It's going to be huge. You know what? The way that the Australians took advantage of a large geocaching gathering, why shouldn't we do the same? There are going to be some events hosted by VedoTech. Thanks very much for that. May 24th to the 26th. There are 18 people so far. I have not put myself on there, but I am going to be there. We're making it happen.
Oh, you are now. You are.
I'm making it official today. So let's do this thing. Like, me in my green jacket wandering around some geocaching events is usually pretty successful, but I need coexisters to be there with me to help spread the word, because sometimes me saying it isn't quite the same thing as players saying it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And also, not just that, but take advantage of the free referral cards, PDF that you can get in the Freestag store. And print them out, get them ready to go, have them in your little bag, your little Munz pack, so to speak, and hand them out as you see fit, because then you get cap on points for life, Rob.
So,
for life.
So important. Yes.
Oh, I've got to tell you this too. I forgot last week. So you know how last week I had that big day, you know, 2.5 million points for the day, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Guess who my referral person is, who I actually tagged their referral code when I first started. Have a guess who that was.
Mm. I feel like you might have mentioned it. Go on.
Yeah. Josh, the geocaching vlogger. Yeah. And so, Rob, I had a big day. 2.5 million points for me, for Craig, for See My Shell. Meanwhile, Joshua, the geocaching vlogger, was watching Ghostbusters the movie and earned himself over 200,000 points alone, thanks to me watching Ghostbusters the movie. So he came out of the movie, he's like, what? I haven't been doing anything.
That's right. He ain't afraid of no ghost. And I will say that you were also earning points from your referral, who was there, capping alongside. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So it's this really nice cycle that happens. The points that you get from your referral don't stack to help Josh. However, you know, your activities help Josh. So that's good. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love the chain.
Speaking of my referral, before we move on, I've got to say this. She was over, where was she? She was actually in Phoenix, Arizona for work purposes. And she messaged me and she's like, you know, Craig, I've got all these premium skylines, premium tree houses everywhere. Someone lives here. Mm-hmm. And I had a look. Who was it? Of course, Vadotech. Yep. And so he actually reached out to her and said, if you're in town, meet me for a coffee. And they did. They met up for a coffee. He taught her something, Rob, that I hadn't taught her yet. Who taught her about, what does he call them? Like not electrical bombs or electrical captures? Or
the electric mystery that sends out the scatters?
Yes, yes. But what he's saying to her about how you put the electric mystery and then surround it with virtual. So when you cap the mystery, the electric mystery, then you can pick up the scatters that come directly around it. And she said, did you know about that? I go, have a look at our house and you'll see there's one, there's two there. I've done two of those sets there. So there you go.
Yep.
He reached out to her. They met for coffee. It's a very social game, Rob. Very cool. Yep. All right, I'm digressing. Moving on. Hampshire, UK in June 14th to 16th. 31 people there so far. We know that one's going to get bigger because it always does in the UK. And don't forget, if you're hosting or of a growing event and we haven't noticed yet, please reach out to me and we'll go from there. So, Rob, I know we've got a Munzee question of the week at the end of the show, but this one came in whilst the Minnesota event was happening, and it came in not from one direct person, but actually a clan, believe it or not. So it's a clan, and in that clan was Minnesota Boy, Geocaching Vlogger, and a few others as well, and they reached out to me and they said, can you ask Rob this? Can we get, ready for this, Rob? Yeah. Can we get a Munzee filter that is proximity range, like that, you know, 300 feet or 500 feet. So in other words, what he wants from that is, you know, when you're at an event and you get those night vision goggles, Rob, and then they scatter everywhere, those little things. But because they're so short in terms of their range, what they're asking for is, can you make it so you can only cap in list view? It's very confusing. When you cap in list view, that only the ones that are available to cap are shown. Does that make sense?
That sounds helpful. Yes. The good news about those night vision goggles is that they only drive you crazy, as in they are only visible to you personally. So can you imagine the overwhelming amount if it showed active everyone's? Wow. Oh, wow. Crazy.
Yep.
It's an interesting idea. You can only cap those up to 100 feet. However, if you turn on the capture radius booster, you know, things change there. If you use rover treats, you can capture anything up to a minimum of 500 feet. So the 100 turns into 500 feet with the rover treat. It's an interesting idea. I'd say they should send it through a suggestions channel.
So there you go. Suggestions channel for you. Or what they could do, Rob, as well, and that is make a separate filter for themselves to just filter out all night vision goggles and not cap night vision goggles. If that's what that makes them feel like, that's, you know.
I think that might get rid of the scatters from the don't know though.
Exactly.
Good luck,
so that's
everyone.
A possibility. Yeah. Anyway, we've got to move on, Rob. We're getting right into this right now. So let's say the developments from this week. I did see that you've got this bonus scatter event. So what happened on Monday with this bonus scatter event?
Yeah, we decided to try something new. You know, we're trying to do some special events every month that are just kind of like midweek type things. So that it's not just double point weekends. So yeah, this time we added a bonus scatter event. So it's just a plus one. When you cap something that throws scatters out, if it's, let's say, 1 to 3, then it's instead going to be 2 to 4. Just a plus one. So this is helpful for clan requirements, stuff like that. Those people who, you know, have put out like Celtic Zodiacs and things where it deploys on your account, that passive deploy.
Oh, yeah.
Then you personally have 2-4 going out. So one of those kind of things. Just it was an attempt. Yeah. It was just something new and different. We literally are just coming up with conversational things in our meetings and just like, what else can we try? Just to see what you know, what people think and what's interesting. So yeah. One thing about it, and people are like, why are they doing these things so much later in the month? I want all my clan points in the first 7 days. What? That's so shocking. Why would I hold these things until later in the month? How me of me. Isn't that weird? Yeah,
it really is. Mind you, Rob, I didn't actually think about the cap on points for this. Yeah. When I did read it through, I saw that, you know, bonus scatter. So all I'm thinking about is when I cap and then I get a bonus scatter. I didn't even think that all mine out there are getting an extra scatter point as well. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Double point weekend this weekend on cards, temp, virtuals, flats, greenies, and scattered types. But scattered types, that's only going to cross over with this plus scattered on the Friday only. So, because the bonus scatter finishes Friday night, tonight, actually, if you listen to this as it comes out. Yeah. So there you go. Rob, we've got now these dragon mobs have been bouncing around. I have not seen an actual dragon per se. I've seen quite a few eggs.
Yeah.
And because I use some magnets see in my travels. And so if I'm at a rest stop or whatever, I'll use some magnets and I'll get some eggs from magnets. But Rob, I'm still getting brand new eggs.
Yeah.
Like, are they just rolling out slowly? What's going on?
Well, I was testing a theory because it was taking us a bit of time to get through the dragon eggs to get to the 10th cap. So, and there were also people saying, I'm not seeing them. They're not close. I don't want to use magnets, you know, all those kinds of things where we only had 250 of each type of egg on the map. Mm-hmm. So I took it upon myself, which is always a fun thing to do, to add more eggs. Well, obviously if you add more eggs in, then that does make it where there's a possibility of them spreading out, bouncing to more people, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it also dilutes the pool, I suppose, a touch, so that you are seeing new eggs with no caps and all that.
Yeah.
I've agreed with the team that I shouldn't add any more eggs for now, because as of when we're recording this on Wednesday, we still haven't seen any eggs turn into hatchlings the baby. Yeah. So we have some that are sitting at 6 and 7 as of yesterday. So hopefully those are going to be hatching this week.
Very, very soon.
Yeah.
Very cool. Rob, I did say as well on the water cooler, et cetera, and I did get a private message about it. And that is people are asking, they read their blogs too sometimes, these people. And the ones that do, that like they get the heads up. And one of the heads up, and I didn't have an answer for this question, Rob. And that is, why is there a cap on points for the egg when the egg is actually owned by Munzee? It's not owned by us.
Ooh.
Players.
Deploy points and cap on points.
Yeah, what's that about? Like, why is that happening? Hmm. And because people are asking, how can they purchase an egg if that's the case?
Right. Well, you can't purchase an egg. No. So that's interesting. I wonder, since this is like a longer term mob set, if the way that it's starting out doesn't start to mutate over time.
Oh,
I don't know. We have written that there will be different types of dragons and different types of eggs and that kind of stuff that come out as we move forward. So slowly, I say, I wonder why. That's weird. Stay tuned.
Yes, I finally got a Rob. I'm going to call it a Robism. I finally got a Robism. I like it. I like it, mate. Very cool. There you go. So those of you who did reach out to me or mentioned it on the wine cooler, thank you so much, actually, first of all, for reading the full blog and bringing it to my personal attention. Rob, because I said, you know, if you listen to the podcast, Rob explains it. And then I listened over and I reread their question. I'm like, oh, hang on a second. He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't explain it.
Yeah.
And even in this podcast, you still didn't explain it. But that's okay. We'll leave it be like that.
Yeah, that's how I roll sometimes. Oh. And subconsciously, you just called it the wine cooler. Mm-hmm. You moved very quickly through it. So I don't think you, you intentionally called it.
Oh, I did wine. Water cooler, water cooler. There we go. All right, moving on. And the new Secret Zeops has started. And of course, I've got to say this firstly. Well done to Humbird7.
Yeah.
She completed the whole thing, Rob, in like 40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
40 minutes. And she's got the very number one bouncer that comes out of the new Secret Zeops. If you don't know about the Secret Zeops, go and have a look in your Secret Zeops. Where the Daily Zeops is, click on that, and then onto the right-hand side, it says the Secret Zeops. Click over on that, and it's 1,500 Zeds for you to purchase this new Secret Zeops, and it's an Operation Space Case, it's called. So I really like it, Rob. We record this on the Wednesday. Yeah. And I'm up to level 4 now.
Oh, wow.
So I got up to level four yesterday.
Wow.
So yeah. But that's because, you know, it's when you put cap/deploy as the task, then I go straight away to the deploy because it's easier for me.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason
why. Can you tell when Mari kind of takes control of the requirements and the missions versus whenever I do? I'm in charge of the clan stuff. There's a lot more cap only type things that happen in the clan exactly. requirements. Mari is really nice to everyone because she does put the cap mm-hmm. slash deploy. I'm not much of a slashy. Yeah. I'm more of a only.
Yeah. you're more of an only guy. Mm. You know, make it harder for everyone. Make it a challenge, a real challenge.
Yeah, so if everybody checks this one out, they'll notice that it is leaning toward what's coming up soon, which is May the 4th. Mm-hmm. So we've got sort of a Star Wars lean. This one gives you the mech whenever you complete it, Java the Hub.
I like it. I love the names. I love everything. But Rob, here's a question for you. And again, off script, off script. And I just thought about it. And you said before we're leading now to May the 4th. Uh-huh. Is May the 4th mechs themselves, will they possibly give you something extra like, you know, the other holiday mechs do when during those holidays?
What? That's an absolutely ridiculous thing to start thinking this far in advance of May 4th. Do you know that I still have at least 2 weeks before I have to start thinking about what's happening for special credit events during the month of May? But it does sound like a reasonable thing.
Oh, see, I told you guys, listen to this podcast and you will get the inside tips weeks in advance, you know, so there you go. All right, Rob, we've got to move on because we're going to talk now a little bit more time about the Daily Stroll, the Wishing Wells, Cappy, and what happens, you know, he's finally launched.
Oh.
You know, I'm really enjoying it. I would say this. I really enjoy Cappy. So, just tell us a bit more.
You've been testing it or you've had the opportunity to test it since Munzee Madness, and any of the attendees there, whether they kept on doing it or not, had the opportunity to keep testing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been about 6 weeks. And if we rewind and played clips of the last 6 weeks of podcasts, you'll hear me saying, you know, like, oh, yeah, we're on pace for late March and early April. Well, guess what? April 17th, 18th, that's not early April. That is mid-April, some would say. However, the good news is here's what we've decided. Right versus fast. That is not always my way. Right,
yes.
Proper, complete, fully tested, tweaks made, polish applied. Things that make it make sense and make it easiest for players upon arrival. And that's where we are. So we are all very happy with Cappy. Welcome to the family. We've got the camp hub, which you can see from the main screen. It's in the top left corner of the map. And yes, you can make that go away through the filters. PJ, just in case you were interested and you don't want him on your map. Now, he will not go away until you have taken Cappy for a daily stroll each day. So please just do your job, everyone. Just take Cappy for a daily stroll. It's points. It's fun. It's 15 minutes. If you've got 15 minutes to play Munzee in a day, great. If you have 5 minutes, just start the daily stroll and cap 3 stars. Woohoo.
Yeah.
You're welcome for some extra points and a little bit of extra fun. Take those stars, and go and make wishes. Once you've accumulated 10, you can make wishes at the wishing well. Now, here's the thing, Craig, you don't know, because we've been tweaking things behind the scenes, and you haven't got the most recent version as we're recording this. So there's actually a way, if you don't have a wishing well near you, in the camp hub, you can click on the little picture of the wishing well. It's in there.
Yeah.
And if there's not one near you, once a week, currently, you can request a wishing well near you.
Oh, right. That's very, very good, Rob.
And it's going to come out very near you. Now, we're looking for streets and, you know, places where it's going to be accessible by all, that kind of thing. So, so be patient with it. Now, for people who travel a lot like you are currently, you're not going to be able to put a wishing well everywhere that you go.
No.
So keep that in mind and use your one request a week currently. Use it wisely.
Yep.
So that was kind of a little 2 minute. Here's the highlights of what the Daily Stroll and the Wishing Wells is all about.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say this, Rob, and that is, I spoke to you about this previously off air, and that is with the wishing wells themselves, they need to be, guys, these need to be, you know, they need to be available to everyone. You can't have a wishing well on top of your house, for instance, because there is a small range. It's 150 feet. So it's not the 300 foot, it's 150 foot. So, you know, I think I suggested to you, Rob, before, like, you know, shopping center, parking lots, you know, or car parks in Australia. You know, other areas where you can actually literally stop or park up or walk to and then cap it from there, not on top of people's houses, because, you know, who wants to be at the front of someone's house and sort of walking towards their front door just to try and cap a a wishing well? That's right.
Now, what we've both figured out about the Daily Stroll is that it's important where you start it. So you want to start it, in a location where you've got some room where you can go and chase the stars. Why not request a wishing well at your local starting spot? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. What?
So look at you, Rob, coming out with all those tips. I mean, it's insane. Know,
I walk 5 minutes away from the house. That's where I start mine every single time because it keeps it out of the river. I do not want to cross the river because you can't cross the river where I play. So
I will say this as well, Rob, if people want to visualize this better because they're a visual type person, that's fine. Munzee, on the actual official Munzee YouTube channel, it's me, Rob. Yes, my ugly mug. And I show them, I do a full video of me walking around. It's like 15 minutes long, obviously. And it's me walking around doing the 15 minute and I explain it as I go, what's happening, where it goes, you know, why is it doing the things that it's doing, etc. And so I'll do that on the official Munzee YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to the Munzee YouTube channel as well, because there's more and more videos popping out like all the time on that channel.
It's true. So that's pretty cool. And it is attached to the blog. So for those who don't read the blog, at least go to the blog and click that video.
Exactly. All right, Rob, we've got to move on because we've got a tip of the week coming up as well about the about Cappy. So, but first of all, Munzee question of the week. And this question I got from the water cooler. And I thought this is a very interesting question. And I wanted the Munzee HQ take on this because there's plenty of different thought processes. And it was Anne on the water cooler. She did a great job in the question, by the way. It's a water cooler question. It's not a wine cooler question. No. She was just asking, what is the etiquette on reporting or replacing missing Munzees when you're traveling? So she's got a physical hotel, if you didn't see. She's got a physical hotel that's outside her home area. So obviously she was traveling. It was in a rest stop. She put a physical hotel there. Now it's gone missing. Someone reported it as missing and she can't get back there. But all she asked was if someone was in the area, this is the location, can they please replace it for me so it doesn't get archived, because it is a high-end quality Munzee. So it's not a greenie, it's a high-end money Munzee. So that sort of thing. So what, Rob, what is the take from you? Actually, you know what? From you, not from HQ, from you. Your right. take on this.
My personal opinion. It's a $4 value on a hotel. So I get what she's saying. Totally makes sense. Imagine it's a prize wheel, $5. We allow players to place anywhere around the world. Virtual especially, but physical stickers, like, you can put them wherever you want. There's another game where you have a home zone and you can't place things outside that area. So the the difficulty in playing the game the way that we do is that you don't have personally the ability to maintain all of your stickers. So there's two things that are important here. Number one, it's important that you place high quality stickers so that they don't disappear. And if you're not going to do that, then don't change them from anything other than a greenie, because you, the greenie is free, shouldn't matter. If you're going to put something on it and make it valuable, please be sure that it's a high quality sticker that's going to last. Our stickers from the store are lasting 10 plus years. Like, I have them out there. I'm still seeing them. I chased some down in my hometown a couple of weeks ago, and and it's like, they're still there. It's great. Some of my very first stickers that we created. So that's the first thing. Second thing is you should definitely do what Ann did, which is you should look for local players who can help you out. Because if you've got something valuable like she does, then you just put out a request. Well, she put it on the water cooler. Great. Other people might find local players, or let's say the person who was first a cap. That might be someone who's local. Someone who has deploys around that area. Contact them and see. One, are they crew or Z crew? Because you've got to be that in order to replace it. And number two, would they mind going to that area and helping you out? It is going to cost that other person something, right? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is they can only use a generic sticker to do that, or a generic code. So keep that in mind. As you go out asking other people to do something for you, keep in mind that you're asking them to do something that will cost them something. It is reasonable to request it. It is not reasonable to expect it. Players will never be trained in the same way to do anything. This is guaranteed. That's from me. So replace or mark unable to locate, missing, needs repair, whatever. That's always going to be up to every single player's choice.
Individual choice. So there you go. Very good answer, Rob. Actually, you surprised me, to be honest with you, mate. I thought you'd have a different response, but no, that's very good. I hope that helps, Anne. So, and good luck with finding someone to replace that missing hotel for you, Rob. I'm going to put something else in here, Rob. I'm going to put in the Munzee request of the week. Did you like this?
Denied.
What do you think about
denied.
This? It's only going to be a quick one, just to get their names on the podcast. And we've got Coalcracker7, and this is seconded by Eagle Dad and Xenia as well. And it was on YouTube, and all they said was, can you please bring back the physical cap boosters earned from Primidus?
I didn't ask for a Munzee request of the week. Yeah, Pimidus, whatever. Pimidus, lots of ways to pronounce it. I rotated prizes. Honestly, I haven't seen anyone other than these two say, oh, I want more physical capture boosters, because as you can imagine, not everyone enjoys physical captures. So there's always going to be somebody, some direction. So request denied. I'm just kidding. Things are always rotating. If everyone hasn't figured that out yet, then where have you been the last couple of years?
Rob, do you know what it is? It's from us. It's from me. Because of last week, my tip was to use physical capture boosters, and I think they've gone out there and used like hours and hours and hours.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. That's right. That's right. Yeah. All right, Rob, we're going to move on because this is the long of the tooth now. The Munzee tip of the week, and it's all about Cappy. And my tip of the week is just try it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Do
exactly. Give it
not
a go.
PJ your pants and start complaining without trying it out. PJ, please, man, give me a chance. I promise you that this is the kind of thing that new players, veteran players, everyone will have the opportunity to actually enjoy this if they give it a try. Yeah. Tap on Cappy on the map. Once you're doing the daily stroll, tap that star. You'll be surprised at what happens. Inside the camp hub, there's a little tutorial. Tap around on all the buttons. There's five of them, if I remember correct. So please give it a try. Love you, PJ.
Yeah, exactly right. And as always, guys, remember Munzee evolves. So things happen for a reason. Like with the, you know, the reappearing greenies, That was for a reason. We didn't know the reason until now, but that was for a reason. So give it a try. Give it a go. Watch the video. And I don't say that for any other reason, but because I'm my ugly mug. Yeah. But enjoy it. Learn what you can about this game. So that's the Munzee tip of the week. So, Rob, this ends another official Munzee podcast.
Thanks for joining us on this Munzee adventure.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcasting app. And, of course, join us next week for another very informative episode.
And remember, Munzee is more than a game. It's a worldwide community of mobile game players.
So keep scanning, keep discovering, and keep that Munzee spirit alive, Rob. 1, 2, 3, Cappy on!
Munzee, oh yeah, Cappy on.
You like
it. Daily Stroll. Bye, PJ.